The people of Gaza congratulated the Egyptian people on achieving this goal, describing it as the victory of the will of the Egyptian people and their sacrifices. On Friday, after 18 years of massive anti-Mubarak protests across Egypt, the Egyptian leader finally stepped down and handed power to the military after 30 years in power. As the news spread, fireworks lit up the night sky in Gaza. The government of Hamas military wing, the Al-Qassam Brigades, held a military parade saluting the Egyptian revolution. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri called on Egypt to immediately lift the blockade.
We congratulate the Egyptian people for this victory. Their victory is the fruit of their sacrifices. We call on the new Egyptian leadership to declare the lifting of the blockade and the reopening of the Rafah crossing on the Egyptian border and guarantee the free movement of Palestinians.
Egypt controls the Rafah border, which is the only access point connecting the besieged Gaza Strip to the outside world. Palestinians have for long called on Cairo to reopen the border and alleviate their suffering. The Islamic Jihad movement described the Egyptian revolution's victory as an historic moment that could pave the way for the liberation of Jerusalem al-Quds.
We congratulate the Egyptian nation and youth, hoping that their rightful demands will be fulfilled. We also pray to God that the victory of the revolution would be a step toward the liberation of Palestine's Jerusalem al-Quds and the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
For nearly 4 years, Egypt helped Israel to impose a deadly siege on the Palestinian territory, keeping Gaza's 1.5 million population trapped in the tiny strip.
Hosni Mubarak has taken Egypt, actually he has kidnapped Egypt and given it as a present to the Zionists, to the American imperialism, to colonialism. The Palestinian people are in a state of jubilation and rejoicing because they know that this is going to have a great effect on the Palestinian people, and especially probably on the lifting of the siege.
Egypt was the first Arab country to sign a peace treaty with Israel in 1979, following days of secret negotiations at Camp David in the United States. Many Egyptians, however, believe that the treaty did not end Israeli occupation and opposed it.
Gazans, who have been under a crippling blockade by Israel and Egypt for years, hope that with Mubarak gone, they could gain more freedom. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.